Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. It's another wonderful day in the presence of the Almighty God. I thank God for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day, the 13th day of the month of May, year 2021. I want you to appreciate the Lord wherever you are. I want you to give God the glory. Just bless His name. Magnified Him for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day like this. Begin to bless His name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Amen. You are welcome to this hour of prophetic decree. And if you are coming or joining us for the first time, this is a prophetic decree program. And I want to thank God for all that the Lord has done through this prophetic decree. In this prophetic section, we are going to have a prophetic prayers. We are going to have a deliverance prayer. We are going to have healing prayers. And God is going to do wonders in Jesus' name. This program normally comes up between 12 midnight and 1 a.m. I pray that God will bless you as you listen in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak as a prophet of God, that from now, the glory of the Almighty God shall radiate over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Where they have cursed you, you shall be a blessing in that location. Where they have rejected you, you shall be accepted in that location. Your mistake shall become testimony. The people that vow you will not amount to anything, they will see you at the top and they will have no choice but to carry your bag in the name of Jesus Christ. Every concluded judgment of darkness over your life shall be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I prophesy into your life, and I command this prophecy to begin from now, right from today. Uncommon testimony, uncommon miracle, uncommon visitation of the Almighty God, uncommon blessing shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are seven prayer points we want to pray now. And I want you to pray this prayer aggressively. Pray this prayer the way you see me praying it. Pray it very well. Say, I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I release my foundation from the grip of household wickedness. In Jesus' name, say, ancient covenant affecting my destiny, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant affecting my destiny, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant affecting my destiny, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, ancient covenant affecting my destiny, break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name, pray, darkness assigned to cover my glory, clear away by fire. In the name of Jesus, darkness assigned to cover my glory, clear away by fire. In the name of Jesus, darkness assigned to cover my glory, clear away by fire. In the name of Jesus, darkness assigned to cover my glory, clear away by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that is listening to me now. You have been frustrated and you are almost thinking of committing suicide. The Lord said, I should tell you that situation you thought cannot change, within few days, the devil will raise help and that situation will change for good in your life in Jesus' name. Please don't commit suicide. Just make sure you are expectant and you pray and connect to this broadcast. You will always have testimony. Open your mouth and say, oh God, my Father,
Send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send helpers on my way in Jesus' name. A arrow of sickness and infirmity, depart from my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, depart from my life. Depart from my life. Go back to the sender. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, depart from my life. Depart from my life. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Any power lighting evil candle to bewitch me, in the name of Jesus. Any power lighting evil candle to bewitch me, in the name of Jesus. Any power lighting evil candle to bewitch me, in the name of Jesus. Any power lighting evil candle to bewitch me, in Jesus' name. Say foundational covenant of poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational covenant of poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational covenant of poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational covenant of poverty, break in Jesus' name. Pray. A few days ago, I started teaching us on dealing with territorial powers. Dealing with territorial powers. Territorial powers are powers resident in the territory. Territorial powers are the controller of evil things in that territory. Territorial power is the head of the strong men in that territory. Territorial powers, they are principality controlling a territory. That when we are going to deal with that power, we must be aggressive enough. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are not fighting against human beings. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can you see? We are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are fighting against powers. We are fighting against principalities. These are the powers that always want to control a territory. Because when they control a territory, they know that the people in that territory will be in captivity. They will be definitely in captivity. Don't forget that a man is a product of his foundation. Also, a man is a product of his choice. Also, a man is a product of his territory. Don't forget that. A man is a product of his foundation. A man is a product of his choice. And a man is a product of his territory. So the territory where you live has a lot of things to do concerning your life. The territory where you live can steal from you or hurt to you. The territory where you live can become a bondage in your life. The territory where you live can become the affliction you are carrying today. That is why sometimes when people dream, they see themselves back in their primary school. When people dream, they see themselves back in their secondary school. So when people dream, they see themselves back doing what they were doing before when they were apprentice somewhere. When people dream, they see themselves back in their village and they see themselves very small, as if they were a very small child. This revealing a lot to you. When some people dream, they see themselves back in their former house where they grew up. Now it's a revelation. Is revealing to you that in that very particular location, something has affected your destiny. Something has altered your destiny in that location that you have to recover because you are a product of your territory. I want you to pray very well like this. Just focus your attention on the place you live where you were growing up and shout loud and clear. Shout the name of the place you live where you were growing up. Shout it and command it to release your destiny. I'm going to shout my own. You are going to shout your own. And tell the place to release your destiny. Aha, are you ready now? Say, Makoko. I live in Makoko when I was growing up. You may not know the place now. But that is where I live when I was growing up. That is where Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry started, many years ago. I'm going to pray. Say, Makoko. Hear the word of the Lord. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Makoko, hear the word of the Lord. Release my destiny. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Make sure you call the name of that place. It may be the village. It may be in the village. It may be somewhere. I call it again. Makoko, hear the word of the Lord. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Makoko, hear the word of the Lord. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray. Now we are going to mention the house where you live. Mention the street where the house is. If it's in number one, you say number one, Blessing Street. And you mention it like that. Mention the name of the street and command the house to release your destiny. Like, let me say like this. Say, number one, Church Street, Bakuko. The building that is located in number one, Church Street, Bakuko. I command you to release my destiny. 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 In Jesus' name, every hidden covenant between me and the place I live when I was growing up, break in the name of Jesus. Every evening covenant between me and the place I live when I was growing up, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evening covenant between me and the place I live when I was growing up, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Whatever the place I live has stolen from my life, I recover it by fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever the house I live has stolen from my hand, I recall you by fire. I recall you by fire. Whatever the house I live, I've stolen from my hand. I recover you by fire. 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 In Jesus' name, we say bondage of evil territory in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of evil territory in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. In a territory that is controlled by these evil forces, you will notice evil pattern in that territory. You will notice that people are stagnant. You will notice that there's no progress. You will notice that many people enter into the place blessed and they leave the place empty. It's because the place has been under control of the territorial powers. But you can depower the power. You can derobe the power. You can cage the power. You can cast the power out of the location. You can center the power. You can center that power to a fire. You can bind and cast it off and command the power to leave that territory. Because when the higher power appear, automatically lesser power will bow. I pray for somebody now that every evil deposit from the territory where you live when you are young, I command that deposit to die. In the name of Jesus, every evil deposit in your life that is affecting you now as a result of the place you live when you are growing up, I command that deposit to die. In the name of Jesus Christ, a territory can steal from somebody's life. A territory can cage a destiny. A territory can harvest somebody's destiny. A territory can put someone in bondage. A territory can become the cauldron that is cooking the flesh of somebody. A territory can become a bondage in the life of someone. You are going to pray that prayer now. Say, every territory where I have lived before and they have affected my destiny. In the name of every territory where I have lived before and they have affected my destiny. In Jesus' name, every territory I have lived before, whatever you have stolen from my life, return it now. Every territory I've lived before, whatever you have stolen from my hand, return it now. Return it now. Return it now. Return it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. We continue from that, please. I want you to get your family photograph. I told you yesterday, get a family photograph and place your hand on it. If you have a mantle, put your mantle in your hand. Father, I command this mantle to carry power. I command this mantle to carry fire. I command this mantle to become the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Now lay the mantle on that photograph. Lay it there. Don't say anything now. I want to speak. Mapando le prakun se di kaya. Le prakun te le burubu soto kai. Mapaka te dia paria matandi le burubu soto di kaya. Lempaka sulu kompravus ataya la kadara ma lempakunta rembroko soto likabara ma kandele borobo soto likaya ma lika papa lika pari borobo soto likaya. Thank you, Father. I command that photograph to be anointed by the blood of Jesus. All those in that photograph, I pray that now they shall receive deliverance from every captivity. They shall receive deliverance from every bondage of their life. In the name of Jesus, they shall be covered with favor. 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 In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Thank you, Father. Now you can bring your oil. If you have your oil with you, bring it out. If you don't have, bring your water out. Heavenly Father, I decree that this oil in the hand of your children shall carry the anointing that break the yoke of darkness. The oil and the water shall carry power. The oil and the water shall carry fire. The blood of Jesus shall flow into that oil and the water. The anointing of healing shall flow into that oil and the water. Resurrection power shall flow into that oil and the water. In Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, you are going to anoint your stomach. And you decree like this, loud and clear. Say, evil that entered into my life when I was young, get out of my life. Evil that entered into my life when I was a baby, get out, get out, get out of my life. Evil that entered into my body when I was a baby, get out, get out, get out. If evil that entered into my life when I was a baby, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name we pray, take the hand on your chest as we anoint your chest and shout loud and clear. Say, sickness attached to my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus, sickness attached to my life. There, in the name of Jesus, sickness attached to my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Makantalia, my body, my body, riba, the soul to the carabaraba, riba, who can tell you a caraba, riba, who so to you, my lika, mokopaku, tia. Every stronghold of darkness that have killed your destiny shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Now anoint your head and say this one loud and clear. Say, every curse working against my destiny, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my destiny, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your two hands and say, my hands, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not be caged. You will not be bewitched. Every arrow of darkness against my hand shall not prosper. Every cobweb of wickedness against my hand shall never prosper. I decree that my hand shall prosper and become empowered to make wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your leg and say, my legs, you are the instrument of my dominion. You will not die. You will not be cut off. You will be an instrument of power. You will take me to the location that where I will meet my destiny helpers. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring us your request, Father, in the name of Jesus. I speak to all the requests one by one. In the name of Jesus, let them be answered speedily. This request be answered speedily. There's a brother, you have made a vow concerning a request there. I command the request to be answered within 7 days. Just get back to me and share your testimony. Receive your testimony now. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of darkness upon the life of anyone shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to be sick, any power that wants me to be on sick bed, shall be buried in the life in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants to drink my blood, any power that wants to eat my flesh, shall be buried in the life in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost shall rise and fight my battle for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Mupanga talia into babu ring in the liberal shoot to caraba la papa ariama candy liberal suit to cata a lick a brobus suit to caraba my lip prank on to liberal suit to catakai. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. We give all the glory, we give all the honor, we give all the adoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray right now that everyone connected to us shall be blessed with the blessing of fruitfulness, with the blessing of enlargement, with the blessing of financial overflow, with the blessing of good health, with the blessing of sound mind, with the blessing that will make you happy in the name of Jesus Christ. Power that is making you cry, power that is making you unhappy shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Your prayer will not just go, but shall bring in multiple testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. It is wonderful. Lord, I want to thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to me, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802. 336-9298, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town, Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Coupe. You can easily private chat me for appointment. If you want me to pray with you or counsel you, if you want to come for deliverance, you can just private chat me and I give you the appointment. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.